Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to the camp house here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Thanks a lot for carving out a little time for us today, whether it's a broadcast or a podcast. We greatly appreciate you spending time with us. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Forta Flora, America's number one canine probiotic. So say our veterinarians. If you own a dog, you really ought to have Forta Flora in the fridge at all times. Come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. I've got a $5 off coupon for you. Hey, the Bassmaster Elites are back on the water today. First time in 3 months. They're in a legendary spot, Lake Eufaula, Alabama. Matt Heron, Bassmaster Elite Angler, has a history on this lake, and we're going to talk to him about it coming up. That's also Tom Mann Country, Mann's Jelly Worm. Millions of them have been sold, and they've caught fish all around the globe. A couple of years ago, we had a conversation with Sharon Mann Dixon. Sharon is Tom Mann's daughter, and man, what a fun conversation we had with her. Memories of her dad and the history of man baits. I think you'll enjoy it. So, come on in. Make yourself at home. You're in camp with us today with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors. Just about to wrap up National Fishing and Boating Week. We kicked it all off last weekend with free fishing weekends, no license needed, in a whole lot of states across the country. And a whole lot more say that you can fish free this weekend. Places like Alabama, fish free today. No license needed. No license needed all weekend in Arkansas or Florida. It's free fishing day in Idaho. Fish free all weekend in Louisiana. Maryland had a free fishing day last Saturday. They're doing it again today. Fish free in Michigan all weekend. Today in Nevada and Vermont. All weekend in West Virginia. Fishing is healthy, and it's good for the whole family. Y'all go fishing. In Vermont, they have a bass fishing season, and it opens today. Normally, when folks think about great bass fishing, they think of Florida, Texas, California. But hey, you might want to put Vermont on your bucket list. Not only great smallmouth fishing, but hey, they've got really good largemouth bass in Vermont as well. How about Lake Champlain? Vermont's general bass season opens each year on the second Saturday in June and extends through the last day in November. Yes, you can fish for bass outside of those dates on a catch-and-release basis with artificial lures and flies only. The Bassmaster Elite Series is back on the water this week. Those are some happy folks, too. The DeWalt Bassmaster Elite on Lake Eufaula. They started on Wednesday. They'll wrap it up today. Lake Point State Park, that's where the weigh-in will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And by the way, not only can you keep up with the action on Bassmaster Live, but for the first time, there has been live coverage all week and into today on ESPN2. Check your local listings. Lake Eufaula, it's a beautiful Chattahoochee River fishery that covers over 45,000 acres. And the city of Eufaula is known throughout the fishing industry as the hometown of legendary angler and lure designer Tom Mann. It's the home of Mann's Bait Company and the Johnson Outdoors location where Humminbird Electronics are produced. Leroy Brown, that's a famous bass that once dazzled visitors in the giant aquarium at Tom Mann's Fish World. That fish is memorialized with a statue in the town square. And legend has it that more than 1,200 people attended Leroy Brown's funeral when a heartbroken Tom Mann found it floating dead in the tank. Bass has visited Lake Eufaula 16 times for major events, but not since 2006. It's a good weekend in Eufaula, Alabama. Hey, calming care from the trusted name Purina very gently over time calms, settles the overactive dog. The dog that freaks out during a thunderstorm or jumps on everybody all the time. Calming care. Get your $5 off coupon at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, they've spotted a grizzly near Big Sandy, Montana. Now, for most of us, that doesn't sound strange. But if you live in Big Sandy, Montana, in north central Montana, you know that that's not the norm. This means that the grizzly is further expanding eastward and reinforces the need for communities like Big Sandy and the general public in central and even eastern Montana to be bear aware. This bear was seen last week near Conrad, then outside of Brady. It got into some garbage near the Chester-Fort Benton Highway 223. Killed a couple of chickens on a ranch 20 miles west of Big Sandy. Then moved south of Runyard. Then back to 5 miles northwest of Big Sandy. That was last Sunday. The bear has moved more than 10 miles a day at times. That tells us that it's probably a young male. In recent years, grizzlies on the eastern side of the Rocky Mountain front have expanded in numbers and dispersed into areas where they haven't existed in decades. Hey, let's stretch our legs, grab a fresh cup of coffee, and meet right back here because Bassmaster Elite Angler Matt Heron is on the water, Lake Eufaula, Alabama, and we're going to talk to him next.
Hey, everybody, it's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, get off the stage. I'm the MC.
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world. Physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you've had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and opt it for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And for years, I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world. My favorite, by the way. Plus native whitetails and turkey. And some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence. And I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Come in off the porch. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back. Partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC and we are at biggame.org.
Hey, I want to say thanks a lot for joining us at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We really do appreciate that. And anything you hear on the air, hey, it's there on the website if you want to go back and catch a podcast. Or learn a little bit more about anything you've heard here. It's there, waiting on you. KinderOutdoors.com. Kinder, like kindergarten. Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, outdoors.com. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and go to Lake Eufaula, Alabama. He's actually on the boat and in the water. Bassmaster Elite Angler Matt Herron. Matt, it's probably been 4 or 5 years since you've been on the show. That drought has lasted too long. Welcome back. It's sure good to have you.
Man, it's good to be here.
I tell you what, I bet it's really good to be on the water down in on Eufaula. You guys haven't fished in a while, and, hey, that drought has ended too.
It sure has. You know, it's been some tough 3 months for everybody, you know, not just us. And trying to get my sea legs back under me. You know, I fished daylight to dark the last 2 days, and I done got plumb out of shape, man. The southern heat's whooping me.
Yeah, you know, people think, they fish for a living. That's with way more physical than people think. Plus the elements beating on you. It's pretty tough. You know, it was a long break for everybody, but I'm thinking maybe there was a bright side. Did you get out and shoot a turkey or anything like that?
You know, I did a lot of crappie fishing. Those were short trips, of course, and, played a lot of golf. And I shouldn't have any honeydews for a long time because my wife had a complete list and I kind of got caught up, I hope.
Yeah, I think we were all in that boat together. Hey, let's talk about Lake Eufaula. How's it fishing this week?
You know, she's kind of fickled right now. There's a lot going on that is hard to explain. The normal pool here is 188, and the lake has actually come up to about 189 and a half. And it's what it's done is between all the tournament pressure, you know, the FLW series or whatever you want to call it was here last week and a lot of local tournaments and just the pressure in general, plus the heat of the summertime and, lack of current. It's kind of got them acting a little crazy.
It's a little tough. Yeah. Well, I used to run those old bird dogs and we'd run in field trials all across the country you know, every now and then I'd get upset about, you know, the cover's too deep or I don't like these judges or whatever. But we all had to use the same cover and the same judges. So just get out there and be tougher than they are, man.
Well, I mean, I catch fish. It's just getting the right bite. You know, I want to fish deep offshore. That's where the tournament should be won. But right now, it just, you know, that there's little windows that's happening. So you kind of got to maximize your day and try to be in those key areas when that happens.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, Eufaula holds a special place in your heart, doesn't it? You've got a history there.
You know, I do. You know, I fished a lot of tournaments here typically earlier than a year than this. I have won, God, long time ago, 2020 years ago this month, I think. I won a a Federation Divisional, Southern Divisional tournament on this lake. So, yeah, it was kind of fun to kind of reminisce back at Boat Inn. I think, you know, I was down here last time this time of year fishing a Federation tournament, and look where I am now.
Yeah, look at the water under the bridge since then and where you are now. Hey, the decision to be a professional bass fisherman, it's getting easier now with high school and college kids coming on up and being trained in it. But back in the day, Matt, there was nothing like that. There were no training grounds, and you had to at some point go talk to your family and say, you know what, I'm going fishing full time. How was that received at your place?
It was tough, man. It, you know, I had kind of gotten bitten by the bug and realized that was my dream. But yet, by the time it kind of dawned on me, I was 28, 29 years old, had a wife and two kids. And one of the hardest conversations I ever had when I set my wife down and told her I was going to go fishing for a living. It didn't go so good. So, but it's all turned out for the best. But yeah, it's a different world, man. I mean, kids now, you got the parents and stuff has started realizing it is a feasible avenue to make a good career. So they're coming out earlier, and then these kids are learning from all the information that's available to them, YouTube, internet. All that wasn't available to me, and not even 20 years ago that wasn't hardly available.
So, we didn't even have a cell phone to call our buddy on the other side of the lake 20 years ago, Matt.
No, there wasn't no calling your buddy comparing notes. No. No, I've noticed this week you kind of see the circles of help playing out, because you'll catch them herded up three or four boats here and three or four boats there comparing notes. So, yeah, that does go down.
Hey, I'm going to have Tom Mann's daughter, Sharon Mann Dixon, on the show a little bit later on. There's a lot of family history there around Eufaula with Tom Mann. Not only that lake itself, but that area has played a big role in the history of bass fishing. It's got to be a special feel.
Oh, it is. I mean, I can remember when I was a kid, if you come down here on the weekend, I mean, you had to get months in ahead, you know, because there wasn't a whole lot of accommodations as far as lodging. Very few motels, hotels. I'm not quite sure when Lake Point was built, but I mean, it was a point in time there that you just didn't get. You had to plan ahead to come to your fault. This was a premier destination. And then, you know, every time I walk into the factory down at Hummingbird, I still remember. I mean, that's what I started with. I thought that was the coolest thing ever when I was a kid. My dad got his first, you know, box Super 60, and we started learning, you know, that flat old flasher. And we started learning how to catch fish off that flasher. And now, I mean, it's like playing video games. It ain't even the same world. But you know, you can't fault the technology, because the technology just, you know, offers opportunity, and the game changes, and it, I've been pretty smart. I've evolved with it. It's been enjoyable. Hopefully, everything, I'm going to be around long enough to see. I want to know what the next great thing is. We've seen what Tide Imaging's done, and we've seen what Ultrax trolling motor spot lock capability's done, and 360. What's going to be the next thing? I keep saying, we're running out of options, but when's the next thing coming?
Yeah, no kidding. But pretty soon you'll sit in the driver's seat and catch them from there with a remote control. It's pretty amazing to watch. And, hey, you're a lot of fun to watch, too. Good luck on Eufaula. We're cheering for you and keeping an eye on you. I hope we give you a congratulations call.
Hey, I appreciate it. They make a lot of folks aware that we'll be aired on ESPN, too. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yep, we're pushing that, as well as the normal Bassmaster Live coverage on Bassmaster.com. But, wow, how special is this? And there's a lot of old boys this week not getting a lot of work done, because the elites are back on the water and they're on the air on ESPN2. Matt, good luck to you.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Matt Heron, Bassmaster Elite Angler, the elites on Lake Eufaula, Alabama this weekend. And Sharon Mann Dixon visited with me about that area, and her dad, Tom Mann, couple of years ago. We're going to replay that conversation coming up in just a little while. And I promise you, she is a treasure. You're going to really enjoy that conversation with Sharon Mann Dixon. Her memories of the Mann's Jelly Worm, how it got its name, the history of Mann's Bait Company. Plus, our Camp House storyteller. He's gone now, and we sure miss Ray Sasser. But we have a lot of his great stories on tape, and we'll hear from Ray again.
Hello, everybody. It's Jimmy Seitz with Spiritual Outdoor Adventures TV. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, what are you doing with that rifle? Get a bow in your hand, boy. Come on.
Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com. Cubby's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas, since 1995 has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Cubby's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Cubby'sPromotions.com. As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail, places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the mantle can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon hunting blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
I can look at the various animals that I have preserved on the walls of my home and revisit that particular trip, that particular hunt. The people I was with, the places I visited, brings back great memories. But to preserve that memory on the wall, that preservation begins immediately after you harvest the animal, the fish, the bird. I had a conversation with my taxidermist for the past quarter century, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy, Granbury, Texas, about how to do our best from the minute we set the hook or pull the trigger to allow our taxidermists to do their best work.
Hey, Roy, the minute we put that animal down, harvest that deer or elk or whatever, bird, fish, we want to make sure that we take as good a care of the hide and the antlers, whatever, as we do our meat. Do we do that in the same way we would with our meat, get it cooled down as quick as possible?
Yes, that's the most important thing is get them cooled down. Yes.
All right, and so we shoot that big elk in Colorado, and we want to get that to Roy in Granbury, Texas. Well, that's a pretty good poke. That's a long drive, day and a half for a lot of guys. How do we go about preserving everything there on site so that we bring our pelt to you in really good shape?
Well, if you're hunting on a do-it-yourself hunt, then you'd have to get the thing skinned and get it cool. Big hides, you need to stretch them out and let them air out, because we do have people that will go and they will get a bison, you know, and they roll it all up real quick and I put it on ice, but there's so much heat in there that they can't get cool, and they'll come and they will be here and already starting to smell. So open it up and let it air out, cool down, then get them cold. If you have a freezer available, freeze that thing.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. And then throw it in that big oversized ice chest that all you guys own now and bring him back to Texas with you. How about, we're fishing one of the northern lakes, Great Lakes, for smallmouth bass. We catch an 8-pound smallmouth. We're never going to do that again in our lives, but we got to get it back to Texas. Same thing. Get it cold.
Get it cold, yes. Don't gut it. Just the absolute best thing to do is just wrap it up in a wet towel. Yeah. Carefully and keep the fins, all where they're good and protected,
yeah.
And then get it on ice or freeze it also.
Yeah, and you've told us before, and I'll never forget this because I had heard all my life, yeah, roll it up in newspaper, worst thing we can do for our fish.
Yes, it is, and people will wrap it up in newspaper because they've heard that. What the newspaper does is it draws some moisture out, and when you put it into the freezer, it freezer burns real fast.
Yeah. Feathers. We want to take really good care of our feathers. If you're duck hunting this fall and you shoot a canvas back and you say, man, I want to get this bird mounted. I want to take this to Roy. Set him aside. Don't stuff him in your backpack, right?
Right, right. Try and keep all of the feathers smoothed down. If you're going to freeze it, the best thing to do would be pull the head around and put it under its wing. The reason being is you have that long neck sticking out and the head out there, and you put it in the freezer, and then you forget about it and throw something on top of it, and you break the neck.
Ah, okay, very good. So take care of those feathers. Pantyhose, is that another wives' tale? Stuff him in pantyhose, and that'll keep his feathers straight?
No, that works great.
Oh,
that works great, yes.
Okay. So when your wife wants to know, she's looking at your credit card bill, and she sees that you've been at the store buying pantyhose, explain to her, it's for my taxidermist.
Good luck with that.
That'll keep you out of hot water. Give us the website so we can come take a look at some of your fish and birds and big game that you've mounted in the past, Roy.
It's truelifetaxidermy.org.
This is a Big Billy Kinder Conservation Minute, a quick focus on people making a difference.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real, and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see Outdoor Adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
Preserving what we love and educating our next generation every day. To learn more, go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, and here is our Camp House storyteller. We miss him. The late, great Ray Sasser.
So put me on a highway and show me a sign and take it to the limit one more time. The 1975 Eagles hit called Take It to the Limit was a misguided anthem for me. When Take It to the Limit was hot, I was living in southeast Texas, burning up the highways south of the Duck Marshes, west of the Deer Lease, north to the Bass Lakes, and occasionally east into Louisiana, always looking for the next limit of ducks, fish, deer, or other game. The song is really about unrequited love, but the refrain seems so perfect for a young man with a misconception of how the term limit applies to fish and game. After years of chasing the limit, I've come to realize that the limit, whether it's 25 white bass or 3 sandhill cranes, should never be looked upon as a goal that must be achieved in order to have had a successful hunting or fishing trip. The limit is a ceiling set by fish and wildlife officials. You must not go beyond the limit at the risk of doing damage to the resource. So the people who impose limits know full well that the average hunter or angler is not capable of often catching or killing his quota of game. The limit keeps a few highly successful anglers from hoarding the resource to the detriment of others, said Parks and Wildlife Fisheries Biologist Craig Bonds. Bag limits are instituted to more equitably distribute harvest among anglers. Biologists sample fish populations, factor in anger krill data, and even throw in a measure of sociology to reach sensible limits. The same general process works for wildlife, according to TPNW's Dave Morrison, who heads the state's small game program. Morrison admits that he's fallen into the trap of judging a duck hunt by whether a limit was achieved. One day years ago, when it was possible to kill 10 ducks a day, I shot 7 ducks one day and considered it a subpar hunt, said Morrison. We had a point system where some ducks were high point ducks, and you could only take a couple. Other ducks were low point ducks, and you could take as many as 10. The day after my 7 duck disappointment, I hunted wood ducks and shot 2. The wood duck limit was 2, so I achieved my goal and had a successful hunt. The human mind works in strange ways. Morrison once argued that for sociological reasons, a daily bag limit on squirrels should be 4 rather than 10. Hunter harvest doesn't have much biological impact on squirrels, but Morrison figured a lot more hunters would fill a limit if the limit was 4. It takes a very good hunter to fill a 10-squirrel limit. When Texas Parks and Wildlife asked quail hunters how many birds they had to kill to consider their hunt a success, 87% said they would be satisfied to shoot 8 or fewer quail. Only 8% needed 13 to 15 birds to feel successful. The same holds true for anglers. A very small percentage of anglers actually obtain their limit of fish on any given day. Yet the majority of anglers report high levels of satisfaction. Here's the lesson I learned the hard way. It took me a lot of years, about 30 years, I guess, to learn this. If you go afield or on the water in search of a limit, you will often be disappointed. If, however, you go out looking for an enjoyable experience in a pretty place, you will always be successful.
My friend Ray Sasser was the outdoors editor for the Dallas Morning News for more than three decades. He authored almost a dozen books on God's great outdoors and was an exceptional photographer, too.
Hey, everybody, it's Bassmaster Elite Angler Keith Combs. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Purina Pro Plan, we know that for a lot of you, your field trial and test season has come to an abrupt and early stop. We feel it as well, but we're all in this together, including our bird dogs. This is an uncertain time, and here at Pro Plan, we're doing everything we can to make sure your dogs will have nutritious Pro Plan performance formula in the weeks and months ahead. We're working in our U.S. plants, keeping a safe distance from each other, to make the various ProPlan formulas that fuel your champion and continue to provide industry-leading quality and safety checks at every step with every batch. We know that increased demand has led to some empty shelves, and we'll continue working hard to make sure that you can find ProPlan products on shelves and online. And we're sending pet food and support to our shelter partners who are working hard as well. Hey, thanks for choosing ProPlan. We appreciate you.
Join the fastest growing shooting sports and outdoor community on the planet. Become an Everest Caliber member today and receive free express shipping on Caliber eligible products, thousands of hours of entertainment, early bird notices on sales and closeouts, partner discounts, get back to conservation, and amazing Everest and partner swag. Join the Everest community today. Buy 1 year, get a second year free. Use code CALIBER2020. Gear up today at Everest.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, President of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas.
NorfolkResort.com.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Earlier in the show, we had Bassmaster Elite Angler Matt Heron on the air with us. From Lake Eufaula, Alabama, that's where the elites are today. They've started fishing again after a three-month hiatus. And boy, are they kicking it back off in a historic bass fishing location. Eufaula, Alabama. Lake Eufaula. Not only the home of giant largemouth bass, but also the home of the legend, Hall of Famer, Tom Mann. A couple of years ago, I visited about Tom, Mann's Jelly Worm, Mann's Bait Company, and the bass fishing history of Eufaula, Alabama, with Tom Mann's daughter, Sharon Mann Dixon. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Tell me, first of all, about this big fish in Eufaula, Alabama, that's actually named after your daddy. What an honor.
It was quite an honor. Our family was thrilled to find out that that's what they decided to name that big fish.
That is the perfect name because your dad, Tom Mann, that every bass fisherman knows who Tom Mann is, was from Eufaula, Alabama. Right there is where the Mann's Jelly Worm was born and so many of these famous baits.
Yes. I'll give you a little history on the jelly worm. When we were young, growing up, Dad would design different lures, and he would let our family be the first to try to give the lure a name. And whoever came up with the best one and he used it, he'd give us $100. So our mother is the one that came up with the name, the jelly worm. She made jellies and all, and Dad designed the jelly worm and decided he wanted to put flavors to it, in which he would take off the human scent off of the worm. And so mother came up with the name jelly worm, and they put the scent to it, and also she won that contest.
No kidding. Mom won $100.
Yeah, she did. And and it came on to even be a hunter's friend. He sold the fragrances in a spray, and hunters would use the scent as well to take the human scent off of them when they go deer hunting.
I'll be darned. You learn something every day. I've always wondered how the Mann's Jelly Worm got its name, and now I know. So your childhood, I'm guessing, your evenings after school and your weekends were filled with pouring worms into molds.
Oh, and bagging jigs, yes. He put us all to work. I remember in the second grade we'd sit there and watch TV and bag the jigs at the same time. He was a hard worker, and he raised us to be hard workers, too.
So all those years when people were saying, Tom Mann's really generous. There's supposed to be 10 jig heads in this bag, and there's 12 in there. It was really you kids getting distracted watching TV.
He would give away more lures than he would sell in the beginning, and he said that was the best form of advertisement. And so, yes, he would try these lures out and give them to friends, and that was the best free advertisement you could get.
You bet. People taking pictures of those fish with those lures, and word gets out at the coffee shop, and off it spreads. Hey, for those of us that never got to meet Tom Mann, what kind of man was he?
Well, he was a big jokester, never met a stranger, and a big family man. He met a lot of famous people and fished with them, but they were just another person to him, and they loved to come here and fish in Eufaula. He took three presidents fishing. He took astronaut fishing, a lot of celebrities, football, baseball players, and movie stars, and country and singers, and he would bring them to our house, and they were just like anybody else. to us. It was nothing unusual to come in and there'd be a celebrity in the house.
Can you remember a celebrity or two in particular when you walked in one day and saw them and just went, wow?
Well, Jimmy Carter comes to mind, and I have a funny story to tell there. He and his bodyguards were at Fish World, which he owned as an aquarium. Then he had a pro shop next door, and a customer came in, and we had people come in from all over the United States. And he saw Daddy, and he went, oh, my gosh, it's Tom, man. I cannot believe I am finally meeting you in person. And just went on, and Daddy just smiled, and he looked over and pointed to Jimmy Carter. He said, well, do you know this man? That man just about fainted because he never even saw Jimmy Carter and the bodyguards. All he saw was Tom Mann.
He went straight to Tom Mann.
Yeah.
And that's happened all over the world with your family. Anywhere you go and people hear your last name, and the first thing that comes to mind is Tom Mann and the man's jelly worm.
Exactly. One of our oldest son was in Japan living the summer, and he had gotten homesick. And he had a man's bait company. I started walking the streets, and a Japanese man came up and said, man's bait company, Tom Mann. Tom Mann's a good fisherman, and wanted to have his picture made with him because 2 years before Dad died, they had done a big article on him, best fisherman in the United States. So that man was well aware of who he was.
Yeah, and bass fishing is huge in Japan. It's really big over there. Nowhere in the world, though, is bass fishing any bigger than Alabama, and your dad loved to bass fish.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and was very good at what he did to the point of saying, you know what, I can build a better lure. I can do this, and he did. Yeah. When did he first start doing that?
He started doing it when they lived in a smaller town in Alabama called Chalmette, and he was a game warden. And he would do the lures on the side, he and mother, and then they incorporated some of the neighbor ladies to help make the lures, and then he would get out and fish and promote the lures. And then they moved to Enterprise, his job moved him to Enterprise, Alabama, and that's where Mann's Bait Company was born. And he won a tournament here in Eufaula, I was 10, so a long time ago, this was 50-something years ago. And he won a tournament, just fell in love with the town, decided he was going to move the family to Eufaula, which was probably the best decision he ever made. And we've loved growing up here in Eufaula.
Yeah,
He also had a lot of interest in our youth. And he would have he built ponds to hold tournaments. It was called the Junior Fisherman Tournament. And he would have, I know his last tournament we had 1,200 children representing 23 states, and they would do whoever won that from 2 years old to 18 years old, and he built an 18-hole fishing course, and the top three out of each age division had a fish-off, and whoever won that got a fully equipped bass tracker boat. So
oh,
that
my
went on
goodness.
For years. And anything he did was grandiose. He had Ronald Donald jumping out of a plane in one of them and had a lot of celebrities. And one of my favorite guests that we had, you asked that question, was an orangutan named Radcliffe.
I was going to ask you about Radcliffe the orangutan.
Yeah.
Tell me, your dad went fishing with a monkey. Tell me about this.
And he fished, too. That monkey fished. They taught him how to fish, and they aired a show on ESPN. He had a fishing show on ESPN at that time, and it held the number one rated show for years and years.
I am going to find that today and watch it. I'm sure it's on the internet.
It's great. Yeah.
I bet it is. I bet it is. Well, you've really enjoyed living a life that was built well by a good man, and speaks highly of your mama, too. Y'all are good folks.
Exactly.
And you produce a good product that we've used for years, and we greatly appreciate it. And greatly appreciate your time and sharing a little family history with us.
Well, thank you for calling. And when they erected his historical marker at the same time, they unveiled that as they did the big fish. And they put a lot of his accomplishments along his life, and it's just awesome that he did what his what he loved to do. Somebody asked him one time if he was ever going to retire, and he said that he already retired when he stopped plowing mules. So he loved what he did, and he loved his fellow man, and it's just such an honor to be his daughter.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
That is Corey Mason. He's the executive director of DSC, and he's going to join us later this hour because there has been some extremely important legislation in the Senate that we need to talk about a little bit. It's called the Great American Outdoors Act. What exactly does that mean? What's that mean to you and me? Corey will break it down, explain it to us later on this hour. Also, BBKO Radio Pro Staffer Kelly Jordan from the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour is going to talk to us about how to beat the heat in the summertime. We're going to go fishing for big green bass at night. And I want to introduce you to Doug Schoenrock. He is the brand new, the 45th president of Ducks Unlimited. I think you're going to like this guy and his vision for the ducks. I'm Billy Kinder, and this is Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special dietary needs. Pick up the Pro Plan that's best for your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Reggie Gardner in Virginia was officially accepted into the Boone and Crockett Club's Records of North American Big Game on March 17th with a black bear that scored 21. Gardner didn't hunt this bear. He found it on his property in the Laurel Fork District last September. Boone and Crockett scores black bears by measuring the length and width of a bear's skull and then adds the two numbers together. 21 automatically makes the book. Congratulations. What a find. Reggie Gardner in Virginia. My friends at FLW have tried their very best to host those high school fishing mini camps. These 3 one-day camps were originally scheduled to be 1 3-day camp at Murray State University. Then they shifted to 3 single-day mini camps in response to the coronavirus pandemic. More uncertainty was created by ongoing group size restrictions and mask requirements, and they've made the execution of the camps this year impractical. They are canceled for 2020. Hey, South Dakota, the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks and Transportation want to remind you that you're not supposed to mow the right-of-way ditches out by the road yet on the state highway system. Roadside ditches provide valuable nesting cover, especially in portions of the state with limited lands enrolled in the CRP, Conservation Reserve Program, or other nesting habitat for pheasants and upland birds. Those hen pheasants are using those ditches to raise broods. And South Dakota asks that you hold off mowing that ditch until after July 10th. Golly, what a catfish to come out of the great state of Tennessee. David Anderson caught the fish. David is from Hamilton County, Tennessee. He likes to fish at night when the boating activity has settled for the day and the waters calmed down. He was fishing Nickajack Lake, and he had his spinning reel and rod lodged between the rocks on the bank, loaded up with 12-pound, remember that, 12-pound Berkeley monofilament. And it was about 11:45 that night when his pole was torn from the rocks. He said it didn't bump or tug. It jerked out. He said, I grabbed it and leaned back and let the drag out. He said, I knew it was something big. And after an hour, he had that fish in the net and then up on the bank. The blue cat weighed 103 pounds. Biologist Mike Jolly, Region 3 Reservoir Fisheries biologist, said that a catfish that size would be at least 25 years old. David Anderson, who's been fishing for 38 years and shares his love of fishing with his 9-year-old son, Avery, after weighing, photographing, documenting his big fish, turned her loose. She swims again. David said, hey, if you want your kids to talk with you, take them fishing. He says fishing opens another door of communication for families and kids. It brings friends and families closer together. Hey, why don't we all go fishing? Nice job, David. His picture, along with that giant blue cat, is on the website, kinderoutdoors.com. St. Mary Parish, Louisiana. The dead black bear just off of Hunting Road on May 17th, south of Franklin, Louisiana. The wildlife folks, after an investigation, say that it was shot by a rifle sometime in the middle of May. If you know anything, there's a reward totaling up to $6,000. Louisiana Operation Game Thief Hotline, 1-800-442-2511. By the way, in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Cristobal, wildlife species are seeking higher ground, being displaced into habitat where they're not familiar, and maybe you're not familiar with them. The Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is urging the public to be especially cognizant of wildlife forced into populated areas, specifically black bears, feral hogs, deer, snakes, and alligators. Hey, Purina Pro Plan, that is the choice of field trial professionals across North America and around the world. 30% protein, 20% fat, Purina Pro Plan performance formula for your hard-working dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. We're going to catch giant fish under the cool of night with Kelly Jordan when we come back.
It's Gary Loomis, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Fish on!
The world has taken a severe turn. The COVID-19 pandemic is having its effects on all reaches of the world, physically, emotionally, and financially. For DSC, our message and the work that we do every day has never been more important than right now. Since the very beginning of conservation work in the U.S., it's been the hunter that has had the greatest concern and impact for wildlife and wild places. Now that same effort should be directed towards the outfitters and guides around the globe that have made the financial commitment necessary for their conservation work. Let's all be mindful of those that might not only lose income for a season, but could potentially lose their businesses entirely without our help. Reach out to an outfitter. Ask them about the best options if you had a hunt postponed or canceled. How we treat each other right now will have a direct impact on the future of our heritage. Learn more at biggame.org.
It's legal to hunt great species like axis deer, black buck, and Aldad sheep in the summertime. Don't miss out on this great opportunity to harvest wonderful memories and great tasting wild game. Here's the key, though. Make sure you take your harvest to Joe Masacchio at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
I would put axis deer at the top of the list as far as pure meat, and Nelgai's another one. I mean, those are the two best eating exotics there are. When you get into the fallows and the sikas and the black buck and stuff like that, they're a little more gamey, and the meat's a little bit darker than normal, even like an Audette or something like that. The hot links and the Italians and anything smoked that's got a little bit of spice to it will kind of kick that a little bit, because we're mixing it with 85% lean pork, which takes away a lot of that. And when, once we get rid of the fat, that helps a whole bunch also.
I mean it when I say that no one treats wild game like Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
Somewhere over this horizon sit a million little dictators, eager to purge humanity of its hunting instincts. Contrived emotions flood from their air-conditioned, glass-paneled, Wi-Fi-enabled habitats, over the mountains and out into the wild, from which they hate to admit they emerged. Their foolish quest to force nature to fit their feelings threatens the survival of every living thing on our planet. If their fevered tantrums are ever imposed, the Earth will be ruled by the deadliest combination in the natural world: human ignorance and human arrogance. Travel another path. The truest path. Nature's path. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club. Hey, those licenses left over from the draw in New Mexico are going to go on sale in a few days, June 24th. That's 1 week from this coming Wednesday. There are 711 deer and 56 youth-only pronghorn licenses that were not issued during the annual big game draw, and they'll go on sale 10 a.m. Mountain Time, June 24th, through the department's online license system. So, New Mexico residents, you're going to get the first shot at these licenses during the first 24 hours. The sale will be opened up to non-residents at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on June 25th. So, hey, make a note to yourself. If you'd like to purchase one of those leftover deer or youth antelope licenses in New Mexico. My friend and Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour angler Kelly Jordan is on the telephone. KJ, welcome back. It's good to have you. From down in Florida. Been down there fishing that Kissimmee chain this week. Congratulations. You had a nice run during the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour on the Kissimmee chain this week. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what lies ahead in the next 90 days or so, especially down here in the South, and that is heat. If you're going to make a living catching big green bass, which you've done for a long, long time, you might want to learn how to catch them at night when at least temperatures get down below triple digits. And KJ, you've done a lot of that.
Yes, I have. I used to always say that that was my favorite way to fish, was night fishing. And it still is an awesome way to fish. I just don't have as much time as I used to because I have young kids and all that kind of stuff. But it is definitely a special time and place to be in the summer. On a lake at night, nice and quiet, calm, not near the traffic, not near the pressure, and usually the fish are biting good. So that's all that stuff makes night fishing just, it's a special thing in the summertime.
Yeah. Obviously, there are some things we need to watch out for at night. We need to be prepared before we hit the water, and we kind of need to know where the trees and the stumps and the stuff we're going to bump into are.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure, you know, the main thing at night is, you know, if you want to have all your stuff prepared, make sure you have, I would have my throw cushion out on the deck, ready to go while you're fishing. You know, you need a spotlight, you know, maybe even a backup. You know, nowadays we have, you know, these LED flashlights that are really, really powerful as well. That'll work as well. As, you know, just as good. Make sure you have your lights on your boat so somebody else won't run over you. There's, you know, lots of crazy things can happen. You need to do your part. Protect yourself. Make sure you have your navigation light on. That's the one single bright white one on while you're fishing. And then, of course, your running lights on as well if you're running. I also usually give people a heads up with the flashlight if I hear them kind of running toward me. Don't shine them the whole time. They won't appreciate that. But give them a flicker or two just to make sure they know you're there. Stuff like that. Wearing an inflatable life jacket, you know, a small one, is probably a good idea too, especially if you're fishing by yourself. And then, you know, make sure your phones are charged, that kind of stuff. And then if you go fishing offshore, you need to file a float plan. If you go night fishing in Texas or anywhere else, it's, tell a friend, tell somebody, say know where you are, just because, you know, hey, just be safe out there, and then go catch the heck out of them.
Catch the heck out of, and that's what I want to talk about next. How do you fish at night, Kelly? Do you have a preference, or is it the same stuff you do in the sunshine?
It's different. It's the same but different. Typically, different baits prevail a little more in night fishing than maybe in the day. But you know, pretty much you can't go wrong with a big plastic worm or a big jig. That's pretty much standard ops for what most people throw at nighttime, you know, and that's probably a 10-inch worm in a really dark color, like a blue fleck or a black or a red shad, something with a really dark. Same goes with a jig, black and blue jig, what have you. And then my favorite thing to throw at night is a big spinner. I have all that stuff rigged out. A big spinnerbait, and I'm not talking about, you know, a half ounce with a number 5 Colorado blade. I'm talking about a 3/4 or 1 ounce with at least a number 6 Colorado blade and a number 7 if it will turn it. And then I also use a big trailer on the back of that spinnerbait to get more bulk and help you slow it down so you can slow roll it better. Think of it like using a big jig with an attractor blade that gives out a little bit of flash if you have some moon and a lot of thump and vibration. That's how I view a big spinnerbait at night. It's a jig with an extra attractant on it. These vibrating jigs like the, you know, the that we have out now, chatterbait style baits, those also work really well at night, but they're not nearly as weedless as a spinnerbait or a jig or a worm if you're fishing heavy cover. And then, never, last but not least, I don't want to forget this, is the topwater. You know, a lot of people fish at night just to get that big topwater strike. And we're talking big jitterbugs, big buzz baits, other big topwater baits that, you know, kind of make a lot of noise. That's kind of like rounds out the favorites. You can throw crankbaits at night. Some people do, especially on bright moonlit nights. You'd be surprised if you've never night fished how bright it actually is underneath a full moon if there's no clouds. At midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, when the moon is full moon is straight up overhead, I'm pretty sure I can read a newspaper. So keep that in mind. That changes the dynamic of night fishing a little bit. You can, different crankbaits will work. And then, actually, some of the brighter colors, like the whites and stuff, can work if you have that much bright light. And then the other thing to look for at night, light involved, is, you know, boat dock lights. And a lot of people key on these underwater green lights that everybody has now. So there's just a lot of options to use at night, to fish. So keep that in mind. There's never a wrong way to fish, if that makes sense, but those things that I mentioned first are my favorite.
I'm assuming, and you kind of mentioned it earlier, by slowing that spinnerbait down, slow rolling that spinnerbait, that you are going to fish slower at night than you would during the day?
Yes. You know, the visibility is not as good. Not saying you can't catch them fishing fast, but if you can move that bait along nice and slow, those fish, you know, they're on the prowl. Those, especially big fish, are on the prowl at night. I like to think of it like, you know, everybody that goes to Africa says it's kind of quiet in the daytime, but at night you can hear the lions roaring and the elephants moving around and the herds of animals squealing and running for their lives. That's when big predators
do really well is at night, and big fish are no different. Fish these big bulky baits. If you're, you know, in an area that has them, you want to fish them nice and slow because they can key in and target them and then get that big bite. So typically slower is better at night for sure.
Slower, bigger baits, bulky baits, dark colors. We've got it. And now we can even, in the darkness of night, thread our rod, courtesy of the RTD, in 5 seconds or less.
That's right. That's why we made it. It's all about the fishermen and making it easier to enjoy the outdoors in whatever conditions you're fishing, no doubt.
Thanks, as always, for your expertise, Kelly. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that plug on that deal, but I really do. We're excited about it. Great to be here as always, and I hope everybody has plenty of time to go fishing and enjoy that great outdoors.
KJ, Kelly Jordan, one of our pros here at Kinder Outdoors. Thank you again, Kelly. We really appreciate that. And by the way, you know who's loving the RTD, Kelly's little invention, the rod threading device? Crappie anglers with like 72 eyelets on those big long rods. Can thread the whole thing in seconds, not days. RTD, I love mine. I have given several as gifts to friends, and I keep one in the boat all the time. Hey, don't forget to pick up the Purina Pro Plan before you take that road trip with the family this summer. Stock up on the formula that best suits your dog at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hi, everybody. It's World Championship caller Al Morris. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Everest, the first online multi-merchant marketplace for the hunting, fishing, and outdoor worlds. We're a community driven by our passion for the outdoors. Shop a broad range of retailers offering hundreds of thousands of products. Hunt, shoot, fish, hike, camp. At Everest, you can interact, participate, contribute, learn, transact, and give back. What's your Everest? Gear up today at Everest.com.
Now, maybe more than ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread out while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also has spacious lakefront cabins fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we are offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly 3 decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. and I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Hey, I want you guys to meet the new president of Ducks Unlimited. Honored to have you on the show, Doug Schoenrock. Welcome.
Thank you, Billy. I really appreciate it. You know, people hear that you are now the new president of Ducks Unlimited, 45th, by the way. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's a huge honor to lead this organization of great volunteers and staff, and our great conservation effort across North America is just, you know, beyond belief. And I'm just, you know, I pinch myself every morning when I wake up to be the 45th president of Ducks Unlimited.
You betcha. And people here, new president, well, there's an asterisk next to that new, because you have been contributing and working and serving Ducks Unlimited for a long, long time. Tell folks a little bit about your history.
Well, thank you, Billy. I'm glad to. You know, I started a long time ago, longer than 20 years ago, really, just as a local volunteer. And I got involved. I was a passionate duck hunter, and I got involved with my local chapter. Somebody invited me to a banquet, and the next thing I know, I was sitting on a committee, and then the next thing I know, I was coordinating the event for the next year, and then all of a sudden, I'm on a committee, a national committee, and then all of a sudden, I get asked to be on the board of directors, and that was about 20 years ago when I first joined the board, and then from there, it has just been a joy to serve in many capacities, leading national committees in marketing or corporate relations or youth and education, and just learning about the wonderful work that Ducks Unlimited does and getting more and more and more involved. And when they asked me to consider the presidency a couple of years ago, it really wasn't one of my aspirations. I just enjoyed serving. And so I feel like it's part of my family now, and most of my best friends are Ducks Unlimited members and Ducks Unlimited family, and it's just a, I guess, a unique progression to be able to have done so much And then to be awarded this coveted position is just a huge honor.
Well, and you've certainly earned the trust and through your hard work and dedication through the years of the DU membership. And that's why you sit in the chair that you sit in today. And I was really pleased, Doug, to learn, I guess last week, that DU is not going to cancel their 2020 National Convention. You guys are saying, let's get the world moving again. Let's get together, call Ducks, and have a good time.
You know, Ducks Unlimited, you know, we earn most of our income through events. Social distancing has been a challenge for our gregarious bunch because we like to be together and we like to celebrate our conservation heritage. And it starts with our national convention in Orlando. It will be our 85th. Very exciting. We had to postpone it. Normally it's around Memorial Day every year, but we had to postpone it this year because of COVID concerns and gathering restrictions. So it's going to be September 16th through 19th in Orlando at the Hilton Bonnet Creek. And it's going to open up Thursday night with a party. That's the 17th at the House of Blues. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll have some awards and presentations the following night. And we'll close it out with our gala on the Saturday, the 19th, or I think it's the 19th or 18th. But we'll close it out with our awards gala and auction, which is always the highlight of the convention. Some fabulous items on the auction, and we'll try to raise a little money for the Ducks.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled that you guys are getting together and things are starting to appear on the calendar again. And Ducks Unlimited always has been a conservation leader, and you're leading again by kicking the doors open and saying, hey, let's do this safely, but let's get together and celebrate conservation and what we have built through all of these years. We have a link to DU's 2020 National Convention info at bbkoradio.com or kinderoutdoors.com, whichever is easiest for you. Come check it out, and we'll have all of that info there. Doug, I never met a duck hunter in my life that didn't want to tell me a little bit about his favorite dog. Who's your hunting buddy?
Well, you're laying right beside me. His name is Goose. You may hear him bark. In fact, I think what's going to happen is, as most waterfowlers are probably in the same situation I'm in, these days of social distancing and working out of our homes, I think the family member who's going to have the hardest time when we finally get back to normal is going to be our dogs, because they've been used to having us around. And, you know, dogs and duck hunting are synonymous. They go hand in hand, and we all love to go duck hunting. We love to see sunrises. We love to see cupped wings over our decoys and the mystery of flight and the mystery of migration. And, yeah, we like to kill ducks. We love to shoot a limit of ducks if we can. But there are so many other parts of the experience, whether it's the sunrise or the camaraderie with your buddies or that first cup of coffee after you've shot a couple of ducks, or watching your dog work. And watching your dog work is really an extension of you. And there's such a satisfaction in having your hunting buddy accompany you in the form of your dog or your human hunting buddy. And, but especially with your dog, there's just a deal where, and you know, I can look at my dog's eyes right now and remember hunting trips from 2 years ago.
Well said. I don't believe heard it put any better than that, Doug. Hey, let's talk about the future for Ducks Unlimited. What is your vision for DU, and do you have any, concerns, major conservation concerns moving forward? Is it, where are the next generation going to come from? What are your thoughts?
You know, Billy, folks in our industry, we are worried about future generations of hunters. Duck hunting has enjoyed kind of a resurgence recently, but overall hunting has had a decline, I believe, in license sales. And, you know, when you have a decline in license sales, then you have a decreased amount of Pittman-Robertson funds that go to help our state agencies manage fish and game. And, so I do have a concern that we're not getting enough young people outside, and DU has taken a pretty aggressive stance to try to engage young people, whether they're college. In fact, our fastest growing group are our college chapters right now. We have over 110 or 120 college chapters and highly energetic young people that will be tomorrow's volunteer leaders. But, you know, when I first was asked to be the president of Ducks Unlimited, I had all these grand visions of things I want to do to try to make sure DU's around for the next 50 years. And I still want to do those things. But, you know, right now, my focus is keeping DU out of the ditch. Our short-term vision is day-to-day financial management, implementing cost-cutting in staff, and working very closely with my staff counterpart, Adam Putnam, who's the CEO, to make sure that as soon as states are ready to open, we're ready to show America that DU is open for business. And then probably the overarching piece of all of that is our mission delivery. You know, despite our restrictions, we have not missed a beat on conservation delivery. And I tell you what, that makes me mighty proud to stand here and say that we haven't missed a project deadline. We haven't taken one shovel out of the dirt. We have sustained our conservation and our mission delivery, which is our mission for Ducks Unlimited. And so to do that, despite the fact that we're all sheltering in place and continue to deliver our mission. So as I look forward, once we surpass this COVID thing and that we're all experiencing now, my goal is to make sure that we can continue to deliver habitat so that we can continue to have waterfowl in the sky. And then it's to embrace the waterfowling community and to make sure that the duck hunter has a friend in Ducks Unlimited. And they know that habitat is essential to for both wintering waterfowl and breeding waterfowl. And then most importantly is that our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids can look back on these days and say, you know, Ducks Unlimited weathered a pretty tough storm. And I think that if I can smile from wherever I am 50 years from now and look back and see Ducks Unlimited still flourishing and waterfowl still in the skies, I will have been successful. And that's my vision.
It's Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, if you don't sit down, those ducks are never going to come in.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on Earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Learn more about Hornady Outfitter Ammo at Hornady.com. The events this spring have made it abundantly clear to many Americans that they should possess the skills it takes to produce food for our families. How to catch a fish, how to harvest wild game. But where do you start?
First thing I want to do with the customer is talking about what their needs are. Are we shooting recreationally? Are we going to hunt with this? Are we looking for a tournament bow?
Cinnamon Creek Archery, Roanoke, Texas, has always featured the finest facilities. And even more importantly, the finest teachers and people. Hands-on, knowledgeable, and hard work.
Ask some questions too. Don't be afraid to say, well, why am I doing this? And why do you want me to anchor here? We pride ourselves here and make sure we're teaching them not only about the bow, but how to shoot that bow, how to be proficient with that. And so you can understand and replicate those better in the field.
There's never been a better time or opportunity to learn the skills needed to harvest wild game for the table, along with your entire family.
Make it fun and keep it a very positive experience. Every shot they shoot is a great shot.
Your journey starts at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Did you know Trijicon just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you're hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. Nestra sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his Nestra Championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and Nestra's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, you can reach us here in the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors by the telephone, 1-877-820-BBKO, 1-877-820-2256, or drop by the website, bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com, or kinderoutdoors.com, either one will work. And drop off a note there, leave a picture for the bragging board. We'd love to hear from you. The mailbag has been busy this past week. My old buddy Glenn Thompson, North Richland Hills, Texas, writes, "Hey, Billy, do you still have that Stoeger M3500 shotgun? If so, does it do well cycling shells? I'm considering one." Glenn, I do have that old M3500. I bought it 5 or 6 years ago when they first came out, and I absolutely love it. I bought it for a turkey gun, but I love to carry that thing for pheasants. I hunt doves with it. I use it a lot, and I've never had any trouble with it cycling even the lightest loads. I love that gun. The only drawback on the Stoeger M3500 is it's a little heavy to carry in the field all day pheasant hunting, but I alleviated that problem with a sling. Got a picture on the bragging board for you of something that only happens this time of year, and it's magical every year. Baby fawns hitting the ground. Marshall Tillman was walking through a coastal Bermuda pasture when he spotted a little fawn the other day. Took the time to take a picture and send it to us. Thanks, Marshall. It's just awesome. And how about old Boston Bentley out of Oklahoma? He's 2.5 years old and caught his first largemouth bass, and that puts him on the bragging board at bbkoradio.com. Overalls and all. Hello, Billy from Lake of the Ozarks. Listen every Saturday morning. D. Wagner, Montreal, Missouri. Hey, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you listening. Chris is in Pensacola, Florida, and Chris Bryan says he loves the show. Thank you, Chris. Steve Green listens in Big Spring, Texas, way out west where the blue quail run. Hey, thanks for getting in touch. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and go to North Dallas and visit the headquarters of Dallas Safari Club, where the executive director, Corey Mason, is standing by. Corey, it is always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Billy. Great to be here with you.
You know what? I'm really pleased. Just taking a broad look and different people I've spoken with, like the Wild Sheep Foundation and the duck people and different people. Conservation is marching on through these tough times. And, boy, we should really be proud of ourselves as outdoorsmen and women and conservationists.
It's a great time for that, you know, recognizing the economic challenges and all these things that are facing every American right now. again and again, and we've seen it right now, that the conservation community is continuing with the task at hand from a state level, from a national level, and yes, we can hold our heads high knowing that we are continuing to do our jobs.
You betcha. And speaking of dollars and federal dollars, there are some dollars out there right now that some people are bouncing around up in our higher courts with our elected officials, that, boy, it would really be a good idea for them to pass the Great American Outdoors Act. And I've asked you on the show today to kind of explain to our listeners in layman terms, what is the Great American Outdoors Act?
Yeah, well, thanks for that opportunity. The Great American Outdoors Act does a few things. When someone reads the bill, I think they'll get a general understanding, but there's what's kind of behind the surface, I think, that's probably the most impactful. You know, many people, their first experience outdoors, for those that maybe weren't raised outdoors, may be at the introduction of a national forest or a national park or something like that. What this particular act does is it puts money in play and in practice to address maintenance need and deferred maintenance needs and infrastructure development and management going forward. And the importance of that is to make sure that those facilities are available and open to the public, so then they have the opportunity to experience the outdoors. So not only does it impact the conservation community proper, but also those that aren't necessarily overly knowledgeable of our community and the benefits of just getting outdoors and all of those kinds of things. So it specifically puts a significant amount of money, several billions of dollars specifically, $9.5 billion over 5 years to address these deferred maintenance needs on federal lands. And federal lands is a broad term, so think in the sense of like the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So those places where people would go to get outside.
Yeah, and you can tell just with that comment that this affects a lot more people than just the hunting and fishing communities, bird watchers, campers, hikers, every U.S. citizen that enjoys God's creation and getting out under a canopy of stars or into a national forest. This affects every single one of us.
It does, and it further provides some additional dollars to further to try to increase people's ability to get outside, if it's hunting or fishing or recreational shooting or just simply getting outside and all other forms of recreation. It actually sets aside a specific amount of money, $15 million in the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which is a very significant milestone itself. That fund that was set up, but it was set up with no dollars allocated to it. The Great American Outdoor Fund would actually set money benchmark for that specific purpose. And so, yeah, it's a really holistic act that we're really excited about. Conservation partners, like you mentioned on the front side, it just has whole support from the conservation community. And I cannot encourage people enough to contact their elected official and encourage them to support this particular act for all senses of outdoor recreation.
You bet. The Great American Outdoors Act. Corey, have you heard specifically, and I know they've still been bouncing it around and molding it some, but have you heard specifically, will any of these dollars go towards research, biology, wildlife conservation?
Well, yes and no. I don't know that any of these dollars will go towards research or anything like that. Rather go towards the backlog specifically of needed maintenance and the ability to get people on these properties to get them outdoors. Now there is specifically money there to increase access as well, which that can take many forms from hunting and fishing and outdoor recreation, lots of different forms and shapes for that. But the dollars will go for the conservation enhancement of these properties as well. So sort of a yes and a no maybe to the question in a broad sense.
Hey, it's been a crazy year. We've had so many things cancel over the past couple of months, but I want to look ahead and I want to look optimistically towards 2021 DSC Convention and Expo in January. It is one of the largest, if not the largest and most grand hunter conservationist gathering on planet Earth. And it takes all year to plan for that, Corey, and that can be very difficult to do right now, I would imagine.
It is. There's lots of challenges associated. Is what are the occupancy constraints going to look like? And working with the hotels and recognizing that many of the facilities in which we work with, at least over the last several months, have furloughed and in some unfortunate circumstances have had to release staff. And so even the ability to communicate in contact with them. But we are continuing forward. We will have a great convention. And I think probably this year, certainly of all in the most recent history, will be a tremendous celebration of getting outdoors, reconnecting, coming together as a body of like-minded people to really enjoy what getting outdoors is all about. So I think this year's convention will be very special for a number of reasons.
The first big celebration of conservation every year is DSC Convention and Expo in downtown Dallas. So I'm going to advise people, full steam ahead, go ahead and plan on being in Dallas in January.
Absolutely. We'd love to have them. We'll take great care of them.
You betcha. Corey, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much, and we'll be cheering for the Great American Outdoors Act.
Thank you, Billy. Appreciate everybody's support for this.
The executive director of the Dallas Safari Club, my friend, Corey Mason. Hey, we're all out of time. Got to go, but I sure do appreciate the time that we have together in this camphouse every week. And I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but shall inherit eternal life. That's John 3:16. I hope I see you right back here next time around. And until then, may God bless you and your bunch.